Oh my gosh, that's great.
This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame.
Day one of the trial process occurred yesterday in Manhattan. Former President Donald Trump in an unprecedented criminal trial.
Judge Judy would slap him silly. Bring Judge Judy in there with her bouffant hair and Rusty, right? The dude in the courtroom. Slap him silly.
Rusty, the bailiff. Oh, my gosh. So yesterday, the prosecution told jurors then-candidate Donald Trump orchestrated a criminal plot to corrupt the 2016 election. Influencing voters is not a felony, the defense lawyers countered.
So Phil D., one of my boys, has handled, well, right now he has a case involving a nurse accused, in essence, of being a serial killer. He had the largest tax embezzlement case in the state history. He had a case where a woman was accused of goading her boyfriend into killing himself. In other words, he's had major league, high-profile cases. But nothing like this, Phil. Would you handle this case different than the others that you've handled over your career?
Well, I could tell you, good morning, both of you.
Yep. Good morning.
It doesn't get any higher stakes than this. I mean, you're representing a former president, which might end up being a president again of this country. So,
right.
You know, the opening statements were very telling. I mean, they're not hiding the ball. The prosecution is bootstrapping what they claim is a conspiracy of catching and killing stories orchestrated by Trump's people.
Hold on, Phil, because Phil's right about this. Explain what that means, because this is actually fascinating. And they refer to the National Enquirer, Phil.
And it's been going on for years.
So what
happens is if you have a bad story about you and you're a public person and you're wealthy, what you'll do is you'll reach out to the editors of the owners of the organization and say, look, why don't you get all the information, pay that person, but I want to buy that story so that it's never told. And what the prosecutors are saying, and it's very sexy, but it's also strange for a jury to probably understand, and it's not the easiest prosecution cases. Okay, he corrupted the election by purchasing the story so that it wouldn't get out to the people and influence them with regard to voting for him. Now, that's the first step.
Right.
And then the second step is, okay, it's a reliance defense that the defense counsel is going to use that, well, Trump didn't make any of these book entries. He has billions of dollars, and he doesn't know who the hell puts, you know, a debit to a credit.
Right.
So the second part's pretty easy from a reliance defense from the defendant's standpoint, President Trump. But what's hard is from the it's so unique, colorful, and it's just something
sexy
you don't,
too, Phil.
It's sexy. It's unique, and. So we're going to see, is this the new standard? I say that, you know, Tomlin was famous for saying the standard is the standard. I've always used it on when I see cases like this and others that I've had in the past. Is this the new standard? Does this say that you're not allowed to influence it? Forget about the bookkeeping. If they don't sell the jury on the first portion, I think the bookkeeping goes away because, you know, and I think they really took a great risk here of even bringing in this, because there's nothing quite like it. People will say, well, John Edwards. No, nah, John Edwards was a lot different. First of all, it wasn't right before the election. Secondly, he was covering up a child out of wedlock.
He was.
And he was paying for a lifestyle.
He was, sir.
Here, this is economical. It's business. They got three lawyers, I think, on the jury. They're going to say, well, wait a minute, you're not allowed to buy, a bad story about you. And it's just a story. There's no one saying it's false or truthful. It's not like you're obstructing justice, let's say.
Hey, Phil, but, Phil, I got to interrupt you here because he lives and breathes in Allegheny County. He is the man. And Allegheny County is all Democrat, has been forever. Same kind of makeup as in New York. Trump's a Republican. Can a jury find him innocent because of the makeup I'm discussing, Phil? Or is he hosed?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult. He's certainly playing in a background that's not advantageous to him and his plight. But I will say that he at one time was a Democrat.
Right.
And I think with those three lawyers, I mean, one of them will be a foreman. and they'll guide them through, okay, did the elements of the crime actually, you know, meet the standards? So it's just fascinating that this is actually transpiring. I actually can't believe it.
Hey, Phil, have you ever had, I love Phil because he has had so many high-profile cases. How rare is it to have three jury members that are lawyers, Phil? Wild.
Oh, it's extremely rare. I always like the story of our former U.S. attorney, Mary Beth Buchanan. I think it was a civil case, but she was called as a juror, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And it happens throughout, you know, time, but to have three lawyers, I mean, it just goes to show you. I mean, Manhattan is what? It's a highly sophisticated,
yep,
highly educated, highly wealthy, and certainly the demographic that you referred to earlier of being democratic and somewhat liberal. Some,
yep,
would, some people, not me, but some would call them elitists.
I get it.
And yeah, it's hard because Trump's the kind of guy that speaks his mind, and whether you like him or not. I found it fascinating, very colorful that they'd create this type of hush money case, and that it's illegal and it's bootstrapping it to influencing an election. So, I'm his defense lawyer, I think, is doing an unbelievably great job, and he should be proud of himself. The openings were unbelievable.
And that said, so you think he's probably going to be acquitted, it sounds like. However, if he's not...
Hold on, you didn't say that, right?
Hung.
Hung jury,
I think it's going to be a hung jury.
Hey, Phil.
And then what happens after that?
Or a split verdict. Well, the prosecutor then has to decide whether or not they want to prosecute again. As we know, Mr. Zappala, there was a rabbi that was shot in Squirrel Hill years ago. I wasn't even in law school. I remember this story really well. And he, I think there were three mistrials on it.
Wow.
And he prosecuted him a fourth time and got a conviction because this man killed a rabbi. I mean, you could be prosecuted as many times as the DA wants to. And, we'll see what happens. I mean, I understand and appreciate everybody's arguments. And, I could prosecute this case. I could defend this case. It's
see,
just
hear him getting excited? He's flashing back to the old days with Jimmy Ecker.
hey,
Phil, Ecker would love this case, brother. Love it.
Oh, he would love it. Yes, he
sitting
would.
Around
he would.
Having conversations with your fellow attorneys.
Hey,
must
Phil,
be
before you go, man, Phil DeLucente, even if Trump loses, he wins. His numbers will go up, his poll numbers.
Yeah, I'm not a political strategist, even though it's primary day, and
yep,
I appreciate you having me on the show.
Of course.
But, it does create an environment that it seems as if there's a selection of prosecution. I mean, and I'm a defense lawyer, so
right,
I could say that, but, you know, from my standpoint.
Well, yeah, man, Phil.
We'll continue to follow this historic trial of former President Donald Trump.
Hold on. Hey, Phil, even though Trump doesn't pay, even though he's a pain in the ass, you would take this case in a heartbeat, would you not, sir?
Come on. You need to pay the light bill.
Come on, man. You take this case tomorrow.
Probably would, yes.
Yes, sir.
Phil DeLucente. Thank you, Phil.
The man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The man.
Tuesday after Memorial Day, that's May 28th at Valley Brook Country Club, Shenderovich and Fishman hosting a golf tournament to benefit It's About the Warrior Foundation and two individual veterans who have served and sacrificed and helped them live their dreams. Go to 98twinsgolf.com, 98twinsgolf.com for details.
So I was watching, and I don't watch basketball much at all, but I was flipping through last night and I saw the Knicks game. It was in New York.
They were really behind, right?
And they won. So... But I'm kind of fascinated by the celebrities that sit courtside.
And who'd you see?
Bunch of big shots. Not you, because you are a celebrity. But I wanted to ask my boy Ticket Nick, who is the man. Larry, take a guess.
Courtside seats in New York.
Let's say Game 5. Game 5. Take a guess, brother. Courtside seats. What do they cost? New York. Game 5. Two tickets, brother.
Two tickets.
Yeah.
$2,500.
One more time. Aim high.
$10,000.
Aim high.
Higher than that?
Yes. Two seats. Let me see. VIP section 10, VIP section 12. Two seats.
Now you're talking Marty territory.
Yeah, yeah, it is actually. $31,350, brother.
That's flat out dumb.
And those celebrities, they don't get those tickets free. Why would they? They got to make money. Madison Square Garden. I was there last year, as you know, playing Big Shot Marty. I brought my daughter there to see Harry Styles. That was cool. And those tickets were very expensive. Larry, expensive.
Did you ever see, you never did get to see Adele.
No. And I think she's out again with
she's
her voice.
Out, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and you know who else is out?
Who?
Jon Bon Jovi.
Oh, wow. Voice issues?
Yeah.
It's funny, not funny, because I live this. And Larry knows this better than anyone. Because of my cancer treatment, it jacked up my vocal cords. It jacked up my saliva. And my man, when you're laying in bed, and this is real, real fear. And early in the morning, and I literally don't know when I get up if I'm going to be able to talk or not. And that's my living. You know what I mean? And think about Adele. Think about Bon Jovi.
Yeah, and she had the residency in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Jon Bon Jovi believes, quote, it's up to God to fix his vocal cords following surgery.
It happens. Well, Adele was out for over a year and a half. She had nodules.
And Jon Bon Jovi has not been touring, and now maybe for the first time, you know, Weiss had issues with his vocal cords.
I've sat in here with Larry, and Larry's had to cover for me. There have been times, like as we get towards the end of the show, where my voice is gone. And I'm sitting here thinking, and look, again, I beat cancer, and I'm blessed, and I have friends who are a lot worse off, but you're sitting there thinking, I don't know if this thing's going to play out. Now, for me personally, I have voice therapy. I have speech therapy. I have swallow therapy. I have to do tongue exercises every single night. And it's better. But you don't know what you got until it's gone. You know what I'm saying? And if I go out, and again, I'm not whining. I am such a lucky guy. If I go out, Larry, let's say you and I go to an event. I have to be cognizant of how loud it is. Because if I'm trying to compete, my voice will be gone the next day.
Oh, that makes sense.
It does, man.
And I've noticed in certain environments, yeah, you end up talking. It strains my voice, too.
Right. And you got the pipes.
Well, I mean, you're just in a room where all of a sudden it's so loud and you're trying to talk over. Just to understand people that are at your own table, for instance, if you're at a loud restaurant.
It's true. And look, I am not complaining. But there are days when I wake up and I say to Christine, my wife, I don't know if I can talk today. It's kind of fascinating, the journey. But I'm happy to be here, as you know.
So Jon Bon Jovi was kind of giving it up to God whether he sings again.
It's hard to know, right? And then here's something, Larry. We watched that Billy Joel concert. That brother can sing still. It's amazing.
He's a talent.
But then he still has his pipes.
Yes, and the songs he's written still resonate. And he plays the piano.
He's amazing. I think about you. When you call those Steeler games, man, you throw it. Your voice, there are some Mondays when you're kind of shaky with your voice because you do throw it out there, right? You can feel a strain, right?
Yeah, you know, it's an important element of the in-game experience and you want to do your best, assuming you want everybody else to do theirs. And hopefully, you know, when you leave, you feel you're spent physically.
Have you noticed... Because I haven't. You still have the pipes, brother. Have you noticed any diminished value in your voice?
Not yet.
Not yet. That's amazing.
Fingers crossed.
No, but that's amazing.
No, hopefully.
Good for you.
I don't smoke.
No. Nope.
I don't drink heavily.
Well.
A little wine. Jesus made wine.
Gummies.
On. No.
A lot of gummies.
None.
Tons of gummies.
But working with you, I'm willing to learn.
Well, there's that.
What? Primary election day 2024. Huh? Will you vote?
No.
And if you have, who's out there? 866-391-1020. Marty, I want to share an option for you for the future, or Paul Rasmussen,
yeah,
if you would imbibe.
Imbibe?
On a special cruise opportunity.
Yes.
Keep your clothes on for now. A cruise company just announced it's launching the first nude cruise out of Miami, traveling through the Caribbean just in time for Valentine's Day next year. There's room for 2,300 guests on the big nude boat, their nickname, not mine. And it's got all the bells and whistles, clubs, bars, a casino, and spa. Cost-wise, it's not bad. Trips start around $2,000, and it seems hygienic. Nudity's only allowed on board, except in dining rooms, and people will be required to use towels anywhere they sit. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
There you go.
Can you imagine how much sunscreen those people are going to go through?
Can I help you with something here? Let me clear the fog from the air of these idiots who think these are attractive people. I have in my lifetime been to several nude beaches, been to a couple nudist camps, and had inside pictures of the nude bowling extravaganza.
I saw those.
These are disfigured.
For those that don't know, the nude bowling actually occurs here.
Yeah. These are not Hawaiian tropic swimsuit models. These are body parts that morphed into other body parts.
Conglobulate.
These are
they conglobulated.
Patches of hairless oddities.
Oh, boy. Who's going to sign up for a nude cruise?
Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot. Oh, think of the midnight buffet. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Oops.
What's the name of the nudist camp in Beaver County?
Idiotville.
Wait a minute. Oh, I got to find out.
You know, there's some nude joints in Beaver County, too.
What do you mean?
Some swingers places where they go and...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, are swingers... Swingers are different than nudists, right?
Nah, yeah. They're all nude.
I mean, they're all nude, but I think... Swingers do an activity.
So how does that go, by the way? What, they go to the swingers club and they put everybody's room key in a ice bucket and then whoever you...
The one I saw
key,
in Beaver County...
That's the one you're going to spend the night with? Or
the one I saw in Beaver County was a room full of mattresses and black lights.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What are you doing there? Oh, the white...
I get invited to all sorts of things, Larry.
The White Thorn Lodge.
Yeah.
It says it's temporarily closed.
Yeah.
Fred Hansberger took the late talk show host took the rainbow machine down there for a live broadcast.
Go Hans, man.
But if you think there are attractive people on a nude cruise, you're high. It's a lot of globs of stuff. They play at night, hide the croissant. You know what I'm saying, Larry?
What about shuffleboard? Well, the big
everything thing- moves left to right, up and down. It ain't happening.
At the White Thorn, they host one of the biggest volleyball tournaments in the country. They call it the Super Bowl of nude volleyball.
Hey, can I talk to you about something legit?
You talk about this almost as much as Hawkeye did on MASH.
This happened over the weekend. This is actually fascinating, and Christine will get into it in a little more detail tomorrow. So we find a lot of errant charges on our Instacart account. So we get most of our food delivered and on Instacart. So what happens is somebody shops for you and then they deliver it to the house. Check this out. She sees an Xbox and all these other purchases on Instacart. So she gets on the phone with them. Someone hacked into either my wife's password or her phone. The guy's telling her, Ms. Griffin, they were texting the shopper as she was shopping to get these items. And it wasn't my wife and it wasn't me. How about that?
Whoa.
That's real. That's legit.
Oh, yeah. You gotta pay attention.
No, I got to say this about their software. Detected something was weird. And they bagged and canceled all the purchases. Instacart did a hell of a job. But it's kind of scary to think that someone has access to that kind of info and they're sitting there texting a shopper who just throws an Xbox in to a cart and almost got away with it. It's fascinating. We'll get into it tomorrow, but happened in our house.
I had a near miss this week in my own.
Not only can you listen to KDK, you can watch too the Ireland Contracting feed. Go to KDKRadio.com, click on watch, KDK Radio live stream, see Marty in all his glory.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we should do a nude show someday, like that nude cruise. Are you in?
No.
I'm in, man. I'm ready. You'd be shocked. I am ripped. It's amazing the body I have.
ripped.
Do you want to see it now?
No.
All right. Hey, just so you fools that are too damn lazy, you'll sit in a friggin' drive-thru for 4 hours to get a Wendy's shake, but you won't vote. No, better yet, you'll sit in a line 7 miles long at Chick-fil-A to get a chicken sandwich, but you won't take 5 minutes to vote. I'm getting texts from my boys. Six people voted at their precinct. Five.
Six.
Eight.
866-391-1020. Have you been out to vote?
And so people know, and this sounds cliche, but it's the damn truth. Elections have consequences. Is there a greater example, Brother Larry, than this Xander Ornstein guy, this magistrate, right? My man is operating without, with impunity, meaning he has to take no responsibility for setting no bond. And also, Larry, he refuses to sign warrants for drug cops. Dangerous stuff. And so you know, folks, because you're too damn lazy to vote, but you'll stand in a line 9 miles long at Christmas time and kick someone's ass to get an Xbox, but you won't vote today, and then you'll whine because this guy sets everyone free.
Well, look at those lines at the gun permits.
Right on.
Remember the gun permits?
Right. Yes, great point.
How long? Those were like, how long were people waiting outside?
Hours.
And
by the way, people are doing that because they're afraid. Good for them. And then they vote in Lawrenceville, this judge who sets everyone free. There's a possibility that if they catch this guy today that Ornstein set free, that the guy could end up in front of him again. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Poetic justice.
And then what?
And one more thing. For all those who think this is funny, who don't vote, right now, Kevin Kraus has teams of men and women looking for this moron with all these warrants. That's costing him thousands of dollars in overtime. So now, it's not just a public health risk, a public safety issue. It's very, very expensive because, folks, a couple thousand people in Lawrenceville. By the way, that guy nailed it today when he called and said they wanted this in Lawrenceville. Okay. Okay. Until that guy runs you off the road and shoots you in the head, then it's not so funny. And here's the thing. He was right about what the sheriff said about, what do you tell the state troopers who he could have killed in this high-speed chase? What do you tell them? What about their jobs? What value do their jobs have?
Well, they do their job and then...
Some idiot kicks them to the curb, says to the suspect, go home, shoe fly.
And now they're back looking for him.
Right on. Three new warrants.
The intensity is ratcheted up tremendously.
And by the way, in terms of a law and order world, there are about 8,000 outstanding warrants right now. 8,000, Larry. But this guy should be in jail. This guy. And I'm telling you, man, I talked to this judge last week. He could give a damn.
8,000?
Oh, yeah. He could give a damn.
Where are you talking about?
Thousands of warrants. Drugs, homicide.
Just here?
Yeah, just in Allegheny County.
Isn't that what they have constables for?
They do a hell of a job. And Kevin's right. He is really, my man Jack, you know Jack. He's amazing. He is world-renowned for being able to track these people down. But this guy should be in jail. He never should have been free. But be careful what you wish for. You vote for these people.
Coming up, we'll talk to KDKA-TV political analyst John Delano right after the news with Paul Rasmussen.